Gets it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford. In association with Quaker Steak and Lube. On ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes and he's in. Touchdown. It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, you know it's a football Friday, but as a bonus, my producer, Dave DiNatale, just informed me it's also Motown Friday. So you'll be hearing Motown rejoin music throughout this show, which just makes it that much more enjoyable and fun. You're also going to be hearing from Bernie Kosar. He makes the second of his two weekly visits with us. Lots to chat about with Bernie. We're going to talk about what's going on around the NFL in the offseason and is how some of these things relate to the Browns. There's always that kind of hook that you can take when you start talking football. And there's so much football still to talk about in the aftermath of the Super Bowl and what's going on around the rest of the league, around the rest of the AFC North as well. Good stuff there from Bernie. And we also have our alumni spotlight feature, which we love on this show. Gerald Irons, former Browns linebacker. What a story this guy has to tell. He's going to have a junior high school named after him. It's being built down in Texas. The man is going to have a high school named after him because in his post-football life, he's been part of something very special. He's been on the Board of Education. He's been the president of a school board down in Texas in a portion near north of Houston. So we're going to hear from Gerald Irons about that. Really, really great stuff there. And this is great stuff. Now, we talk about answering your questions, Ask Vic, which is driven by Liberty Ford, the feature on this show, and you can reach us in multiple ways. The Browns official Facebook page or the Browns official Twitter page or, and you're catching on to this, our voicemail. We're really excited about this, Browns Daily voicemail. And you can call it by dialing 1-855-36-DAILY, which is 1-855-363-2459, or locally, it's 440-824-6134. And multiple people have done just that. I told you we would pick out the best questions from that and answer them on the air. And Dino, let's let this one rip.
My name is Matt. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas. Has the internal talk been that they've kind of given up hope on Colt McCoy and that it'll be going through some other means to upgrade the quarterback position? Or is there still some hope internally within the organization that Colt McCoy can be the guy for us? As much as I'd like to see him, if he's not the answer, then, you know, we need to go another way.
Okay, Matt. I mean, internally, no. I don't think there's been any decision whatsoever that says the team has, quote, given up on Colt McCoy. I think the opposite is true. What I can't say and what I can't gauge yet is if internally, and by internally, the whole regime, Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert as general manager, Pat Shurmur as head coach, whether that triumvirate believes that Colt is the guy, the starter, entrenched for a long time, for, you know, to be the man. That's very much in doubt, in the sense that they're going to see what's out there, I think. We've heard from Mike Holmgren saying, again, they're going to bring a quarterback in. How they bring this quarterback in is going to be the other piece to this puzzle and answer for us the question of just how committed they are to McCoy. But I can see the scenario, Matt, where Colt McCoy remains the starter and this team could still be thinking another player, if they draft a guy and or sign a guy in free agency, could be the ultimate longer-term franchise answer. And perhaps if it's a free agent, maybe he does get the job as a free agent, whoever that player X is, and McCoy ends up being the backup to that guy. But I think he's in the future or in the plans of this team. I just don't know. I can't tell you, you know, solidly, unequivocally, what that plan is for McCoy. All right, we have got, in a couple of minutes, as we dial up a little Jackson 5. Thanks to Dave DiNatale. On this Motown Friday, got a conversation with Bernie Kosar. First of a couple of segments with Bernie coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports is in the game.
Behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific run orders, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7575.
Yeah, on a Motown Friday, Stevie Wonder, he comes into the fray, and he's part of this show. And this segment, this first portion of a conversation with Bernie Kosar, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And it's always a pleasure to welcome in our good buddy, Bernie Kosar. Bern, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Kind of missing, already missing football games.
I know. We haven't even, see, I usually go through that withdrawal the first weekend after the Super Bowl, and, you know, there's nothing. I mean, I'd even take... I'm going to say I'd take a Pro Bowl. Maybe I wouldn't, but I'd take something, and there's just no football to deal with.
Well, I'll tell you, for my football stick, Vic, yeah. I had that Joe Namath special on HBO.
Saw it.
It's like, it's 90-minute show, and yes. For the listeners out there, I tell you, it really shows and goes in depth, and his honesty and genuineness. It was just phenomenal to see the kind of one of the guys who really took our game to just another level, and the publicity he brought to it, and the the toughness that he played the position. I was just really, really enjoyed it.
No, I love that. Yeah, the HBO documentary on Joe Namath, and if anyone hasn't seen it, they should somehow, and maybe someone has DVR'd it or whatever. It's awesome. It's awesome. I know for us, Bernie, for our generation, because he was like in our childhood, that first heroic, I don't know if the word's heroic figure. He was a dynamic figure. He and the controversy and such, and the way he did things that was so different than anyone else. But he was the first guy who brought that pop and style to the position of quarterback and to the game of football. And you're right, the way that documentary is built, showing how Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, is only known and recognized because of him. I mean, that's really what gave it its presence. And that, as a kid, that's the first thing I remember. Oh yeah, he's from Beaver Falls, PA, and I didn't know it. I wouldn't know Beaver Falls, PA from the moon. And then them talking to all the people in his past, his childhood, and his family, and things I didn't realize about him, and I thought I knew everything there was to know about him. But then as it went forward, and I just was at the beginning of my young part of my writing career, and had an opportunity to talk with Joe at the tail end of his playing career, and it was so I could see the broken down Namath more than the one who obviously won the Super Bowl and everything else. Maybe he was broken down his whole career, I don't know, but he was really broken down when I saw him. But that was emotional actually for me to watch that documentary.
It was emotional for me too, and it was one of the first guys that made passing cool and fun, and he kind of affected so many, I mean for myself, so many little boys. You mentioned Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. It really gave so many of us young kids that aspiration and hope that coming from a small town, steel worker town, like so many of us did in Northeastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania in the 70s and 80s, you're able to find a way to get out of the steel mills by throwing a football.
Did you want to be him as a kid? Was you, or did you, who did you say, I want to be that guy?
Well, I really was followed quarterbacks my whole youth. And whether it was, and it's ironic, it started out as Daryl LaMonica and Fran Tarkington. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be any farther away from Fran Tarkington.
Yeah.
But I watching, growing up in Youngstown, and you're watching Terry Bradshaw and Brian Sipe, and it showed me the two completely different personalities, ways of doing it, but yet they're both so successful. And it just showed me that there's more than one way to skin the cat, to play the game, but you could play it at a high level doing lots of different ways. And it was just really defining on my personality and on my what I would hope my future would turn into.
Well, it's funny, we talk about Joe Namath and behavior and how, again, he changed it in that regard. The so-called All-American football guy that you thought as the iconic player, if we go back to Johnny Unitas and Bart Starr and those who had set the trends before Namath's arrival. And then you look at what Joe did, and that, now let's fast forward to 2012 and Super Bowl 46 played last weekend, and one of the bigger stories to emanate after the game is some of the behavior of players from the losing team, from the Patriots, and especially Rob Gronkowski, the tight end who was a big focal point of discussion leading into it, had the unbelievable season, dealt with the ankle, and it wasn't, we know what he really didn't do in the game because of that, I guess largely because of that, but then out on the dance floor and, shirt off and having just kind of this jolly old time that really, I'm sure, the hardcore fan doesn't want to relate to that. I mean, if your rooting interest is the Patriots and you're feeling down and your heart's ripped out because of the gut-wrenching kind of loss it was, you don't want to see any sense of joy from the participants in that game wearing the colors that you support.
Well, definitely we're showing our age here, but you go back to how we, I look at the game, how you look at the game, if I could be that assumptive, in terms of the respect and effort and just 100% emotion physically and mentally that you put into wanting to win. And I always prided myself, and I still like to think I do, on being a great winner. But I'm not proud to say I was a bad loser. And stuff hung with me incredibly long to the point where I'm not sure I'm right, but I just wasn't able to shrug it off that quickly. It hung with me. I mean, I say it in jest, but I still think about the drive and the fumble, you know, some of these games back 25 years ago. I can't let it go, let alone 25 minutes. So, you know, the kid had an unbelievable year. You know, one of the things that I'm trying to, maybe I'm just trying to help him out or make excuses for him, but he put so much effort and intensity into things. And when it's over, you know, you're not really expecting it. He's 23. How do you really handle it?
Yeah.
He probably got shot up for the game. He probably was on medication because during the game and after the game. And you mix it with the alcohol. You do things you probably regret later. But again, I don't think he needs ankle surgery, by the way. We saw him bouncing around and jumping after the game. So it's something I could do without, bluntly.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Another Super Bowl-related topic. Buccaneers general manager Mark Domenech was talking recently about to get his team back or get it to a contention, and hasn't obviously been there since that Super Bowl victory of several years ago, of following the Giants blueprint for success. And this is very typical this time of year when we at least media wise like to talk about the copycat league and using best practices that teams do in terms of finding that success. So this would make sense. Now they have Greg Schiano as the new head coach, and he's got a challenge obviously coming from Rutgers to take over that program. But one of the things he talked about, Domenech, the GM, in helping Schiano and that coaching staff have success is building a team that features, quote, stout defense, outstanding special teams, physical offense, and that can take shots down the field, which that could fit the profile of multiple clubs. But he's saying that that's really, you know, what the Giants did in the Super Bowl. And Bernie, I just want to ask you how you sort of think about that philosophically.
Well, you summed it up perfectly by the league. You know, we are a league of plagiarists, and whoever is having success, you know, people are going to, you mentioned best practices, you're going to analyze and scrutinize what they're doing to have that success. And I really think, you know, Ernie Accorsi made a somewhat questioned, ridiculed move by the apparently excessive amount of draft picks he spent to go from fourth to first to get Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up being, you know, right with that. But the other philosophical thing that I think Mark Domenech's talking about, and I think it showed that it has success. I know we're an offensive league. I know you got to score points. But it really was telltale in the playoffs that you really never should pass up a pass rusher. And when you have a depth of defensive line and a solid quarterback play, you're really in every game. And the depth of D-line is something that consistently shows up for teams at the end of playoff runs.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And especially, again, you're going to rotate those fresh bodies when you're a Giants team that has as many as seven to rotate. And now you think about it from the Browns' perspective as running a four-man front. Ultimately, that's the depth that's needed. And there's a lot of discussion. There's going to be so much of it between now and April and even beyond as far as what this team needs to do to improve and who it needs to acquire to improve. You can continue to make a strong argument for defensive linemen.
Well, There's no doubt, and I know sometimes that's not the sexy thought that maybe some people have in mind, but, you know, we were very fortunate last year, actually, to really not have many significant injuries on the defensive line. That's really a rarity in the NFL to have your Taylors, Rubens, Jabal Sheards go through a whole season and not have significant injury there. So when you're able to, one, rotate, and two, have depth there, and really disrupt the center of the pocket. Because you hear a lot of analyst people say about Tom Brady, we got to get him off his mark. We got to get him off his spot.
Right.
You know, we can't let him just drop back and throw perfectly on time. Well, that all is a derivative of pass rush and defensive linemen and getting in the quarterback's face. And that is, I still think, imperative to consistently do in the game today.
We got much more coming up with Bernie Kosar. Really just getting started here on talking some general off-season topics and Browns football on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Shopping for a mattress and box spring can be a confusing and even frustrating experience. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. We recently shopped several retailers to learn more about the mattress shopping experience from the customer's perspective. So what did we find? We found many of the same sales gimmicks that have existed in the industry for years. Unfortunately, we also found some new tricks to the trade. Coil count, defined as the number of coils in an inner spring unit, has been replaced by several brands and retailers with coil density. Many of today's mattresses use a 2 to 4 inch foam or fiber edge in place of steel inner springs. Coil density has been defined as the number of coils that there would be if the springs went all the way to the edge. At the Original Mattress Factory, our springs do extend all the way to the edge, and coil count equals coil density. We pride ourselves on offering real quality and genuine value. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you need to.
Billboard Connection knows how to say it for you.
Billboard Connection is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out and let you be seen.
They do it all when it comes to large format advertising.
Billboards, buses, malls, and so much more.
Big or small,
they have the right solution solutions for you. Find them online at StarPointCEO.com along with all their partners.
They're the answer for what you need to say.
Billboard Connection can say it the right way.
They're the exclusive branding partner of WKNR.
And that says it all.
Check them out at StarPointCEO.com today.
And you can say it your way.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Want to thank Joe B. for his support of our Las Vegas trip. You know what Joe B's are. Nutrition. Giving me the energy to handle long weeks and weekends like we had out there in Vegas. Joe B's not a vitamin or a drug. It's natural nutrition that helps you sleep better, build your immune system. You got to try them. 877-300-5632. Try them today. 877-300-5632. There's a money-back guarantee. Try them today. Joe B's and feel better.
Back with you on this Motown Friday edition, this Football Friday on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. You can see Kenny Chesney and You can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets, they're on sale now, and they're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Segment number two of my discussion with Bernie Bernie. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Back with Bernie Kosar for more off-season NFL discussion here. And Bernie, one of the real interesting topics that we'll be monitoring probably daily is going to be in Indianapolis, Peyton Manning, his future with the Colts, and then I guess by extension his future with perhaps somebody else in the NFL on the presumption that he's no longer going to be with the Colts. And it was interesting down in South Florida, a place where you obviously know and spent a lot of time. The story emanates from there that Chad Pennington, the Dolphin quarterback who is heading toward retirement, age 35, he's undergone four surgeries on his throwing shoulder and is talking about filing retirement papers, but said that he thinks despite all of his health issues, it would be a bigger risk for the Dolphins to pursue Manning than it would be for him and all his history with his shoulders. And he explained it by saying, he told us to the Palm Beach Post, because it's, you know, Manning's neck. He says that's where you have to consult doctors.
Well, I like Chad, and I see him a lot down here, and he went from playing to being a partner with Sam Rosen and announcing, so he's doing pretty good from that standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, the neck is different. I mean, it definitely is, and you're in your mid-30s, and you start getting hurt. Peyton Manning's not used to missing games. He's not used to this injury thing, because he's never had to really deal with it. And how you respond, how you come back from injuries is one thing when you're 22, 23, 24. It's a whole other thing when you're 35, 36, 37. Mm-hmm. And now you couple that with it is the neck, and you're talking about regenerating nerves and all that.
Right.
It really is a wild card. It's a tough spot.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's why this story, I think, is going to get so complicated as it goes forward. There will be nothing simple about it, because not only does it involve the finances of millions, but the medical elements of it as well.
Yeah, just the pure financial, and then just pure human compassion of, you know, the ultimate injury. I mean, you're talking the last segment about Joe Namath and injuries. You know, it's one thing if it's a knee, an ankle, an arm, but when you, as athletes, and you start thinking about paralyzed and Daryl Stingley and the neck, that's a whole other realm of it. And from a personal standpoint, I've had the opportunity, God bless him before he passed away, to be with Daryl Stingley, and that's just something that you wouldn't wish on anybody.
Right. Hey, now let's talk about in the AFC North. There was an interesting piece, and there's a website called Pro Football Focus A lot of media folks go to it because it takes some analytical look, statistical look at the game. And there was a piece that addressed Joe Flacco in particular. The site addresses all quarterbacks and players for various from various statistical angles. But regarding Joe, dealing with being under pressure and having some issues with being under pressure, and his the dropbacks that are considered pressure dropbacks, that when he dealt with that, you know, you had a guy whose numbers, I guess, weren't horrendous, but a lot of fumbles. I think like 11 fumbles when he was getting hit in the pocket. And I just wonder, as a general topic, Bernie, and now he, you know, in Baltimore, he has a new quarterbacks coach, something else to look at, with Jim Caldwell arriving there after being fired as head coach of the Colts. And Jim Caldwell has extensive background as a quarterbacks coach in the NFL, held that role before he became head coach of the Colts, held that role with Tony Dungy in Tampa Bay, held that role at Penn State when Kerry Collins was there. How much could a quarterbacks coach help a quarterback deal with just that, again, handling himself better under pressure?
Well, first, it kind of relating back to the last segment again on the defensive line, it shows you the importance of having that pass rush to get quarterbacks off the spot, off their primary read, get them trying to ad-lib out there, because you inherently, exponentially increase the percentage of bad plays and mistakes happening. But I think it's something that definitely is imperative, you know, from a quarterback coach perspective and from a playing perspective. It's something that you really have to concentrate on. It's really challenging to almost impossible to work on it in the off season, because nothing simulates game-like activity, and you just know that you're not going to get hit in the off season. There's just no similarity to understanding a real live game, and that D lineman's going to sack you as hard as he can. And when you have that kind of memory going through your head, it makes things a lot different. And how we all respond to pressure, we all respond differently.
Yeah, and so it's. I see what you're saying too. I mean, there is, but is there there are teachable aspects? And I think of this with regard again to the Browns with Colt McCoy, and how he handled. There was a guy who had to handle a lot of pressure last year. It's at times better than others, but I guess when you're dealing with a lot of pressure, the consequences can easily be bad more than good. But I the other part of this position, as I see it, and you know better, is your ability to overcome that. That's what being an excellent quarterback is, right? Is knowing is dealing with imperfect situations, which are pretty much every down.
And that, I think, is the differentiator between average quarterbacks and good quarterbacks and great quarterbacks. The ability to adapt to different changing situations and how you respond to them, it's really imperative. And from a Browns perspective or from a Colt McCoy perspective, those are some things that he actually made his biggest plays and his best plays down the field in imperfect plays and ad-libbing when he was scrambling his right a few times. So I know that's something that even some of the defensive guys for Baltimore were saying about Flacco before the AFC Championship game, that how he's going to respond to pressure, he needs to get better at. I think just about all quarterbacks would want to concentrate and get better at those plays that you make under duress, that when they break down, it's something where your antennas really need to go up, and you need to be really highly cognizant of what you're doing, because of the things you're mentioning, interceptions, fumbles, mistakes like that. Those are game-changing mistakes.
Yeah, and it's going to be pretty much, well, we're going to talk about a third team in this AFC North that is going to have a new person dealing with a quarterback, because obviously we count the Browns in this with Brad Childress coming aboard as offensive coordinator, but the Pittsburgh Steelers bringing in Todd Haley as their new offensive coordinator, replacing Bruce Arians. So that influence is going to be there. And Haley, in addressing the media in Pittsburgh this week, talked about the transition challenge that'll be there. And his quote was, you know, the transition will always be, he goes, I don't want to say difficult because I don't know how we could determine that right now. It's just starting. He said, yet there is an uncomfortable aspect to newness And he goes, but that's not always a bad thing. But from your standpoint, from your quarterback eyes, Bernie, what's he talking about? And specifically, how are those things, how do those manifest themselves in the process?
Well, first, this is a unique / surprising thing to me, because very rarely have we seen kind of peculiar situations happening within the Steelers organization. Bruce Arians retiring, then taking the offensive coordinator job with the Indianapolis Colts and leaving Ben. Big Ben had some comments saying he wasn't happy with it or wasn't sure about it. Then all of a sudden, Todd Haley's in as the OC. You know, he has a reputation of liking to pick fights and yell at everybody, and he yelled at Kurt Warner on the sidelines of a couple of games. That's typically not the Steeler way. It's kind of what caused the friction, where the players in Kansas City basically had a mutiny against him.
Yep.
I'm not sure how that's going to look. And I think from a Browns perspective, you know, it's nice to see other teams, like you mentioned, Caldwell coming in to do Flacco, Haley coming in to do the Steelers. It's nice to see us with a little stability and them having to have kind of not a perfect offseason and having to debate these type changes, because they don't look to be all on the same page.
And those are, and quarterbacks, I heard a rumor, have strong personalities. That might have
been
a few people might have said that about you through the years.
Absolutely.
But Ben Roethlisberger, we know, strong personality and a lot of accomplishment. And that's the thing, introducing something new with a strong personality of Haley, I think that's going to be a very interesting, you know, an interesting dynamic.
Yes, and I don't want to say Ben is set in his ways, but you tend to get set in your ways, especially with a couple Super Bowls and all the success he's had. So if Todd Haley is set in his ways and Big Ben are set in their ways and they can't meet in a mutual compromise, you could see more fireworks there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt about it. And for the record, Brad Childress does not come in as a wallflower to the Browns. I mean, he's got, you know, we know of him as being very strong with and bringing in 33 years of coaching. I mean, he's not a quiet guy, and he's going to make his presence felt however it's felt. But I mean, in terms of his history, so I guess you don't get to those points in this league, in this game, without having, you know, some juice and some mustard to what you do.
Well, I think sometimes, yes. I think it really is. There's a difference if you're coming from teams like Pittsburgh that really for the last, you know, Ben's career, they've been winners in the playoffs, in AFC Championship games, in Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls, and then you're on the situation we've had in Cleveland where we haven't been winning. So when you're coming in with a strict disciplinary approach, that tends to be more receptive on teams that haven't had success. The teams that have had success tend to be even more, I think, resistant to change and less open to doing things differently, which then I think, again, makes it more prone for conflict, which I hate to say it, as a Cleveland fan, I want to see them having the problems, not us.
Well, of course. Great stuff, Bernie. As always, enjoyed it. We'll pick up our discussion on Monday.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
friend.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say kaboom.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Chris Fedor here for my good friends at Madonna Volkswagen Mazda. It's that time of year again. The auto show is right around the corner. But you don't have to wait for the auto show to take advantage of big savings. Get out to see Scott and Steve at 3950 Pearl Road in Medina, where you'll always save. With Northeast Ohio's best selection of VWs and Mazdas and a nationally recognized service department, you just can't go wrong with the team at Medina VW Mazda. You'll find great deals on the 2012 Passat, that's Motor Trend's Car of the Year, and the all-new Jetta, a 2012 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Looking to save some money on gas? Then how about a brand new Mazda 3? Its cutting-edge SkyActiv technology gets you 40 miles to the gallon. Medina VW Mazda, home to the low price guarantee. Check them out online anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference today.
Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, back on Cleveland Browns Daily. We thank you, by the way, for spending this portion of your Friday with us. We are driven by Liberty Ford, and you can reach us many different ways, including now by phone. You can leave voicemail messages for questions or comments, 1-855-36-DAILY or 1-855-363-2459. That's the number. Locally, 440-824-6134. Browns fans, unite with the team and experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets. They're on sale now and more affordable than ever with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this alumni spotlight segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And we are so pleased for our alumni spotlight segment this week to welcome to the show Gerald Irons, calling us from Conroe, Texas. Gerald, how you doing?
Hi, Vic. How are you doing?
Doing well. And we are so proud of you because the main reason, we're going to talk about more things than this, but the main reason we have you on is we received word that you're going to have a school named after you, a junior high school that's being newly built and will be completed and will be open for business in August of this year. And it'll be called the Gerald D. Irons Senior Junior High School, and that has got to be just so great. How awesome is that for you?
Oh, I am so excited about it, and I'm just delighted that the board members voted to name the school in my honor. I served for 22 years on the Conroe Independent School Board and served as president for many years, and I'm just delighted that they selected and decided to name the school after me.
You know, football players have these similar honors. They'll name streets after guys. They'll name parks or stadiums after great players. We know that happens to those who've had success in this game. And in your case, you know, someone who had a career that began in 1970 with the Raiders, spending six seasons there, and then being traded to the Browns in '76, four seasons in a Browns uniform. So you go from football, but really, the biggest part of your life was the 22 years you served as a voluntary member of the school board in Conroe, and it's called the Conroe Independent School District. And you were, which is 52 schools, it's a very big district, but you were, and then you were president of that school board. You just retired a few months ago from that role. To have something like this really tie into your football afterlife has to be even a little more special.
It does. It's very special because education has always been a big part of my life. From growing up in Gary, Indiana, with my parents both stressing the importance of education. And I'm the youngest of seven. I have three brothers and three sisters. And my parents always stressed the importance of education. And even though they didn't have but a third and fourth grade education, they knew how difficult it was for them to make it in life without having a good college education. So they committed themselves to doing whatever it took to make sure that each child that they brought into the world would have the opportunity to go to college and get a college education, and they did it.
Gerald, what part of football, and you played linebacker, of course you came into the league 1970, third round pick of the Raiders from Maryland Eastern Shore, but what part of your football playing background, and I don't know if it gets as specific as saying your linebacker background, have you taken to this world of your tremendous involvement and passion and commitment to education?
Well, I have a passion in everything that I do, and the work ethic is number one. My parents, my mom and dad both had a tremendous work ethic, and that's one of the things that I took, and in addition to the emphasis on education. But I try to apply a strong work ethic to everything that I do, and that has helped me in every venture that I've been involved in. And so I applied to football, I applied in the classroom, even when I was playing with the Oakland Raiders. Before I got drafted by the Oakland Raiders, I'd already been accepted into graduate school at the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business.
Right.
In my junior year in college. So I knew that if I didn't get drafted, I was going to go to graduate school. If I did get drafted, I was still going to go to graduate school. As it turned out, the following year, I did get drafted, as you mentioned, in the third round by the Oakland Raiders. And I had already been accepted at University of Chicago to work on my MBA. So even though I played football in Oakland, California for 6 months, every off season, my wife and I would drive 4 days driving back to Gary, Indiana, which is our home, so that I could go in for 6 months in the off season to work on my MBA at the University of Chicago. Then I did that for 6 months, and then we would pack the kids up and pack everything up, drive back 4 days to go to training camp with the Raiders. Did that for 5 years until I got my MBA from the University of Chicago. So.
And you put that to great use as Senior Vice President of Business Development of the Woodlands Development Company in the Houston area. And you deal with, and you've been there for 31 years, 30,000 acres master development community just north of Houston.
Yes, exactly. And when we came here, we had only about 2,500 at the most people living here. Now we have over 100,000 people. And what I do as Senior Vice President of Business Development is to bring major companies to the Woodlands. And I have them to relocate to the Woodlands and come here. And then when they come here, one of the first things that the chief executive officers of the companies would invariably ask me is, how are your public schools? If I'm going to bring my company to this newly planned community, this newly planned city, I want to know, how are your public schools? And we know the private schools or for the, you know, the select few, but we need to know how your public schools. And then I was moved and inspired that they keep asking me that, so I think I'm going to run for the school district. So I ran for the school district, and I ended up winning. I won the school district, and that was 22 years ago. And I have made been able to work diligently on the school board and make some very good suggestions that they they applied, and that, like I mentioned about Field Trip Friday.
I want to talk with you and I were talking before we got on the air, because you came up with wonderful, and we want to make this clear. This is again an this was an unpaid role, publicly
exactly.
publicly elected.
Exactly.
So you came up with these innovative ideas, and you fascinated me with this. Tell me about these Field Day Fridays. We want to remind people, by the way, we're talking with Gerald Irons, former Browns linebacker, who is going to have a junior high school named after him. It's being built down in Conroe, Texas, and it opens up in August of this year. But go ahead and tell us about the Field Day Fridays for the school board down there.
Yes, we were having a meeting, and we were in a meeting, and public meeting. They're public meetings, and we were setting policy, as school boards do. They set policy. They hire principals for the schools. They hire teachers. They build new schools, and we were doing our typical business that we do every month. We have two meetings a month, and we would we were doing those things, and it dawned on me that we're setting policy. We're hiring teachers and principals, but we need to get the school board needs to get out into the schools to actually see how our policies are impacting our students. Are they really working? And let the teachers meet us, and we get to know the teachers and the students and even the parents. So I propose in a public meeting. I propose that, in addition to us doing setting policies and doing our normal business, I recommended that one Friday, the first Friday of every month, I recommended to the board that the seven board members and Dr. Stockton, who is our principal, our superintendent, that we have a team of eight, and all eight of us would pick seven neighborhood schools to go and visit. And we'll mark off on our calendars every month from first Friday of each month from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock noon. We would block that time out, you know, and just come and visit those seven schools. And by the end of the school year, we will have visited every one of our 52 campuses.
Wow. Now
that did tremendous for our morale, for our teachers, for our students. We would go in the classroom, spend maybe 15, 20 minutes in each classroom, and just see what they're working on, and have them explain to us what they're doing today, and just randomly go up and down the halls and just let the students meet us, let the teachers meet us, and encourage them.
Right.
We would encourage them to continue to work hard in school.
And that, folks, is how you get a school named after you. I know it's more than that, but that's, you know, that's a huge, huge component. Gerald, I want to talk with you about some football.
Okay.
Having been, again, a former standout linebacker and the long career, those 10 seasons you had in this league, but particularly those 4 years with the Browns, take us back to some of your most favorite recollections.
Oh, the first 6 years with the Raiders, I mean, just getting drafted into the NFL, that was a lifetime, one of my lifetime dreams was to play in the NFL, and when I got drafted by the Raiders, that was just, you know, I was tickled to death about that. And playing with the Raiders, of course, for the 6 years under John Madden, and then after the 6 years, then I got I was in school, and I got traded during off seasons. I was in school, and I got traded to the Cleveland Browns, and I was delighted to go to the Browns. And at the time, the Browns, you know, they were, you know, struggling a little bit, and I felt that I could help them. And when I went there, got to Cleveland, the team just welcomed me with open arms. The community welcomed me with open arms, and my wife and I just loved being in Cleveland, and we lived in North Royalton. I think I told you out by Berea, not too far from the facility there. And we loved the community, and we enjoyed the 4 years that we spent there.
Well, we couldn't be happier or prouder of you. This is a wonderful honor and a wonderful opportunity to talk with you, and all the best going forward, and I'll bet you can't wait. I know that dedication will be in September for the opening of the Gerald Irons Senior Junior High School in Conroe, Texas. Outstanding, Gerald.
Actually, the school is in the Woodlands, but this is the Conroe School District. It's a huge school district geographically.
Okay.
It's like 360 square miles. It's huge. It's even bigger than the Houston Independent School District.
Wow.
From a geographic standpoint.
Right.
But we're excited about it, and it's something that I'm honored that our name is on that school. And I, again, my wife and I loved the 4 years that we spent in Cleveland. The people there are just very friendly. They're very warm. They've always been very warm to us and treated us very nicely. And I was involved in United Way there. I was a spokesman, actually, for the United Way there in Cleveland. And I have a lot of friends back there and companies that they probably, hopefully they still remember me. Maybe I'll get a chance to come back there and visit with them sometime. Maybe even to speak to some of their employees or bring me back for that. I would love that.
I know you'd be welcome for that. Gerald, thank you again for your time.
Okay, Vic, thank you so much for this interview.
That is Gerald Irons joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Get behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together. The most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Bacon. Ah, yeah, bacon, baby, yeah. This will work.
Bob.
What?
What are you doing? Why do I smell... Is that the Indiana Kitchen bacon I just bought? For the family? That's for breakfast tomorrow, Bob. It's 2:00 in the morning. Are you insane? That's enough. Give me that. Now.
Yeah, there's bacon for people who share. And then there's Indiana Kitchen. Look in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper for coupons and the red plum insert. Or go to baconloversbacon.com. Then, get to your local supermarket fast. Indiana Kitchen, the Bacon Lovers Bacon.
Indiana Kitchen.
Resolve to make your year unbelievable with Applebee's under 550 calories menu. Indulge in our new roasted garlic sirloin grilled to perfection. Or try our new sizzling chili lime chicken or sizzling Asian shrimp and broccoli. They're packed full of flavor and give you the great taste you want with none of the trade-offs. Come taste for yourself. The unbelievable under 550 calories menu starting at just $9.99 and only at Applebee's.
If you're looking for a great night out, look no further than your neighborhood Applebee's. Now featuring half-price late-night appetizers and ice-cold drink specials. So gather up the gang and come on in. This is how the neighborhood does a night out. Only at Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood late night.
Looking for a late-night place for great food, drinks, and fun? Meet your friends at Applebee's after 9 p.m. for half-price appetizers, 550 burgers at the bar, and lots of fun. See you at Applebee's late night.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic questions that are submitted to our official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages, and you can call them in, you know, 1-855-363-2459 or locally 440-824-6134 via Twitter. Jason, how come we aren't hearing anything about Peyton Hillis? Are they trying to get a deal done or what? Jason, they could be in the process of trying to get a deal done. We're not necessarily going to hear about it. We won't hear about probably any dealings until dealings happen, or if they don't happen and the guy ends up somewhere else, say, as a free agent. I don't think we're getting, in fact, I'm pretty positive we're not going to get a blow-by-blow account of that. It just doesn't work that way. Mike, via Facebook, since it looks like RG3 is going to be drafted above the Browns, are the Browns going to sign a top wide receiver or try to get a top wide receiver? I mean, I think that's a good way to go if RG3 isn't there, if a quarterback that they want isn't there, but I'm not necessarily ruling out that quarterback isn't going to be there or that you can't make a deal to get up to that guy. We want to thank Bernie Kosar. A lot can happen between now and the draft. Gerald Irons, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, Dave DiNatale, our great producer. We will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.